Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Fogged. 28 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Fogged. 25 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Fogged. 26 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fogged. 26 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 26 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Fog. 23 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 24 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Fog. 24 degrees.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
This is KD8ULB Mobile.
KD8ULB. This is KA9SXH. My name is Terry. Good morning. How are you doing on this beautiful by me day?
All righty. I wasn't sure if anybody got back to you. KA9SAH. Yeah, John here. Yeah, I'm just pulling our friend's yard right now. We're on our way down to a funeral. But I heard you call off from Wisconsin, and I figured I'd throw a response back to you.
Well, good, John. Thank you for the reply. And I don't know if we've ever talked before. You can refresh my memory on that. call sounds kind of new to me. But anyway, currently by me it is, it is sunny. I don't see a cloud in the sky from where I'm sitting, which is inside right now. And, I don't know, I think the temperature is, maybe 40, at or near 40, more, give or take a little. And beautiful day. Just winding up to go out with my dog. Yesterday it was also very nice here. It was up in the 50s at one time. And I spent a short period of time sitting outside in the sun. Well, maybe more than a little short time. I guess I was out for half an hour. 45 minutes. Oh, well. Anyway, we are having I call this the January thaw. Back to you. K-A-9-S-X-8-30.
Fog. 26 degrees.
All right, Sierra X-ray Hotel. Okay, I got that. It's pretty nice here in central Michigan, a little bit to the east in the Thumb area. And weather here is pretty good. It's a little hazy out, but the sun is shining, and just a slight breeze, and it's quite warm out for February. So we're doing all right here, and like I say, I got to go with my buddies here. We're heading downstate to a funeral, so I'll say 7-3, and it's good talking to you. I don't think I've ever talked to you before. So anyway, this is KD8 ULB, and I'll be clear.
Oh, good, John. Well, thank you for the reply. Pleasure meeting you. We've both done a little bit to get some activity on our bands. Take care. Even though you're going to a funeral, attempt to have a good day. And we'll catch you again sometime, perhaps. This is Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees.
November 8, Romeo Hotel, Kilo. K-8-K-C-I, K-8-K-C-I, N-8-R-H-K. Hey, N-8-R-H-K, this is K-K-C-I, you're sounding good. You're coming in here sounding real good, too. Well, that's it, but, there's a lot, so just play with that squelch there a little bit and see how that works for you. Yeah, that's interesting. I never realized that it affects it. You can go to the right and, go past a lot of stuff or have it where you're going to pick up, all the good ones. Or the ones you can hear real good. That's like, because we got it set up that way in the program. So I just had the squelch was on the scan, so. Nope, but that'll work. But we'll catch you hopefully on the 147-240 tonight at 7 o'clock for the area net. Okay, that's the 24. No, this, what is today? Sunday. The 24's got a net on Sunday? Yeah, it's the intercounty net. So it's Midland, Bay City, Saginaw kind of deal. And that's at 7. Yeah, well, you can be 7 p.m. I tell you, it's military time, but it's
do in there. And then I turned the squelch all the way to the right, and it still did it. And then I put the and it still did it. I think the time when you didn't, when it didn't do it, is you had it on the longest, is what you told me.
I'm sure. I just turned the radio on low now, so I'm sure it's probably not coming in now. Then you're good. Okay, well, KTCI, we're going to be clear with you, and we'll talk at you later. You good? Get outside, it's warm.
Ha! My oil heater's on low, and I thought, I'm starting to sweat in here, and I thought, it's not on that high, but yeah, with how it is outside. Okay. You have a fantastic day. Take care. Be safe out there. And I will talk with you later. Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, November 8, Romeo Hotel, Kilo 73. Good morning, yet.
N8RHK, N8TVE.
TVE. Good morning, Dave.
Stormy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Jeff came over yesterday with my amp and got that all hooked up. And we was checking it out this morning, and I can use it on 10, 15, 20, 40, and even 80. And I thought, cool.
Get it all warmed up and hooked up and everything's working good, huh?
Now that's what he said. Yeah, I was just getting ready to go to 10 and give a holler and see if Bob or somebody might be out there.
Well, I can turn on my radio and as soon as I get my cat out of the way, they're all waiting for their snack. So, see how it sounds. Make a few contacts when you hooked it up this morning, did you? Or not?
No, we were checking it out and stuff, and then Jeff had to get going once we checked the bands. And I knew where I could. And so basically all of them. And, but I think, no, 12. I don't think 12 is all that great. But 10, 15, 20, 40, 80. Yes. And then my mic, I'm on my stock mic because that problem's happening again to where I go to key down, but then it wants to tick, 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 tick. You know, it's not holding, so whether something's dirty in there or whatever, I'm not sure. N8RHK.
Yeah, microphones don't seem to last as long as you'd like them to. I'm on the third one for this radio, and I bought a new one. It's in the box, and when this one fails, I'm putting up the other one. I've tried taking them apart and cleaning the PTT, and sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. I just figure they only have about a 10,000 life on them, 10,000 clicks on the PTT, and then they fail. But made in China, I guess, or wherever they're coming from.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's really neat, Dave. It's automatic tuning and stuff, and it's square. It's just square, and from right side to left side, all the way across the top. It's nothing but heating sinks all the way across. And when you're going to use it, you just flip the switch on and that's it.
The amp bigger than the radio or smaller?
It's maybe a little bit smaller in width than my Kenwood 590SG. Maybe 3/4 the size. And but it is really no preamps, no nothing. I mean, that's gotta say everything that how it's gonna be, everything's put into the Jeff said it sounded really good, real good. Any band we went on, he said it seemed like it probably doubled. And I thought, well, that's nice. So when Skip and stuff starts.
Well, instead of being 20 over, you'll be 40 over S9.
It'd be nice with Skip, you know, where they can hear you and not say that it's just above the noise line, but I do barely hear you or something. And you can put 100 into this, it automatically tunes. And the guy in Ohio that had it, he was selling it for $300, and the shipping, he said it would be $25, but he said the shipping was only $15. So he sent back the extra $10 to the box. And I told Jeff, I said, that's cool. You don't find too many guys that'll do that.
Bray?
Go ahead, Bray. I'll be back, Dave. I got to use the facility, N8RHK.
How about if they're Mr. NATVE? This is KAKZI.
KAKZI, NATVE. Morning there, Jeff. How you doing?
Well, I just got off here, but I hooked up my little Anytone 25-watt radio, and I was just checking to see how she was sounding over there. So it's the one I put in my ETD, my Ranger, for traveling, and I'm just going to re-program everything on it, so I just didn't know how it sounded over there.
Well, it sounds pretty good. I went to the input on the repeater, and you were 10 over on the input. So it's working pretty good. What do you got going on today? Outside doing stuff or inside?
Well, I should be outside sooner, but we just got to relocate the amp because it's too close. And there's probably some RF work. But we have to try much different amps. I'm going to head out and test the foot, but I'm going to program this first. We'll go to the radio spot. Go to the cab. I'll be out about.
Quite got that far yet. I'm still coffeeing up and got a few chores to do, and then I need to go out and drag in some wood and clean out the wood burner. So that'll be my big project of the day. Didn't put any wood in the wood burner yesterday and let it die down, and now I need to clean all the ash out of it and start over. But says it's 40 degrees out here, so, yeah, nice day. Maybe tomorrow the snow will be melted.
Roger that. Well, while I got you on here, go to whatever simplex you want, whatever it is, 1, 4, 5, 5, 2, I think you can.
give me a moment, and I got to put my glasses on and push the right button, NATV.
Okay, we'll meet you there. 4553.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Fog. 32 degrees.
NATRHK. NATVE.
NATRHK.
Stormy, we're over on 10 meters if you want to buzz over there. Russell's there, and he went to get a coffee. So, give a holler.
Right. November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, QSY 10 meter.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees.
KD-880A
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 42 degrees.
Good evening. This is KE8BC2, and I am taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Penny then Pierre, Beaver Township.
Could I have your name, please?
This is Doug.
Thank you.
KDADAZ, Mini Burke, no traffic.
This is KE8BC2 taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night in Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please tell me your call sign and your name.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
This is KV8BCQ, taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please call with your please come with your call sign and your name. We'll get started in a couple minutes.
KV8BCQ.
KCI. No feed. No traffic.
Come back with your call sign and your name.
KCI.
Yeah. Do we have a relay on that?
Kilo Charlie India, KAKCI, Jeff in Oakley, KC8YVF.
Thank you.
Is that any better?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Kilo Charlie 8 Victor Oscar Alpha. Attempt me in there, Dave. KC8 UA. No traffic.
Good evening. This is the Sunday night Mid Michigan.
Good evening.
My name is Dave. My call sign is KE8PCQ, and I'm located in Bay City. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements. I have currently KC8YVF from K8NPN Doug, KD8PAZ Mini, KE8EDQ Mike, K8KCI Jeff, KCVO8 Rick. You need not recheck in. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are in short time, mobile, or in and out. I will now take check-ins from any Echolink stations. I will now take regular check-ins.
November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, NKPR, Bob and Frank.
Any further check-ins? Well, before we get started, I'd just like to say we've had a severe meltdown today, which has been really good. At least the snow is coming off my garage roof onto the driveway so I can keep it salted. Otherwise, we got a skating rink. With that said, it's been a great day. Start off with KC8YVF Ron, stand by N8NPN Doug. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net. Yeah, you're sure right with that one. It's been melting quite quickly out there. My roof as well, at least the south side of the roof, is pretty pretty clear already. North side of the roof is pretty much gone, at least on the house, but there's a portion of the garage that's shielded by part of the house that still has several inches of snow on it, and it'll probably remain there at least for a while. I guess warm tomorrow, next couple of days, and dropping off toward the end of the weekend, back into the 30-degree range by like Saturday and Sunday. So winter isn't done with by far. We usually, toward the end of the month, get a measurable snow event, so that can be, you know, an inch. Could be measurable, but hopefully we're not going to get too much more between now and the end of the winter season. For me, kind of a relaxed weekend at least. Yesterday, I finally got a chance to put the battery in my wife's car. It got warm enough that I could get out there in the driveway and get the battery changed, but not without some issues. A lot of the cars nowadays are so packed in there to try and get to a battery. There, for my wife's car, there is a fuse block that sits on top of the battery. Well, you have to disconnect several cables in order to be able to lift the fuse block off so you can get the battery out of the box. Well, unfortunately, whoever had done the job, I had it done by the Buick dealer 5 years ago when that battery was put in. And, boy, I could not get the two nuts loose on two of the cables that had to be disconnected to get it out. And I worked and I worked and I worked, and I sprayed WD-40 in there to try and loosen them up and let them sit for an hour. Came back, couldn't get them loose. And finally, I got my impact wrench or driver out, battery operated, set it to the lowest setting because I couldn't get it off with a wrench or with a socket set. And when I put the impact to it, it actually tore one of the cables off from the fuse mount that it was on. So basically I destroyed this plate by doing that. So cable came off, the nut didn't come off, but the cable came off the fuse block. So luckily I was able to replace it. The Buick dealer had it in stock. I got up there just before they closed, was able to finally get the two nuts off after another hour of work, and was able to replace the plate and get her car back in operation. But boy, those were on there. It was almost like they used an impact wrench to put these two nuts on these electrical connections, and certainly didn't need to be that tight. I don't know. All the other bolts that were on this fuse block plate came off with no problem. With a little bit of torque to it, they came right off. So that was my event for yesterday. Stayed around the house most of the time. We did go out for Valentine's dinner. We went out about 4:30 in the afternoon just to a local Chinese buffet restaurant, and boy, they were packed. We were able to get right in and sit down, but by an hour and a half later when we left at about 6 o'clock, they were lined up out the door and down the sidewalk to get in. So as we passed restaurants down Bay Road in Saginaw, basically every restaurant except for the fast food places were pretty much filled. So it was good to see. The businesses get a lot of money in the door. We want to keep all of these local establishments and that operational to be able to have a choice in restaurants and things. So try and do when we can. We try and go out once a month or so to for dinner. But it was good to see at least basically everyone, but the fast food places were pretty well packed. Today, we had a family dinner. My daughter, son-in-law, and two grandkids come over. They haven't been over the house for dinner since Thanksgiving. So we had a nice afternoon. Son-in-law and I watched the Daytona 500. I haven't watched that in a few years just because most of the time I'm busy doing something else and not paying attention. So kind of a relaxed weekend to a point. Enjoyed it, and back to work tomorrow. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YBF, back to that.
Well, that sounds like the ultimate in dealer changes for you. Loctite makes a red electrical fasteners. It's a bottle. You put it on there, and it pretty much guarantees that it'll stay good for about the 5 years, and you can actually get the bolts off. That's a horrid thing. N8NPN, Doug, good evening, and stand by, Minnie.
Well, I'm just wandering around. I cleaned up a little bit of stuff. Got a little bit of the stuff out of the yard. A little bit of mud and whatnot developing from the ice is melting. So we're taking time yet. I still got snow banks that are most of a foot and a half thick, and they're pretty solid. I can almost walk them. But that comes with the territory. Other than that, just taking it easy. Talk to y'all later. And it ain't empty.
Stick around for the second 73 round, Doug. KD8PAZ Mini, and stand by, Mike.
Well, good evening, KD8PCQ. This is KD8DAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone in here. Not doing too much. I did do a little changing around in my bedroom today, and I went and got a few groceries, but other than that, I haven't been doing much. I've got to buy me some more puzzles, I guess, and so I can do, because I don't have any more. Well, I got two of them, and there's 2,000 pieces, but I'm not doing them ones right now. So anyway, other than that, enjoying the nice weather. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8PCQ.
It's a good thing to do, Minnie. This kind of weather is just kind of, you know, relax and get some stuff organized. KEHEDQ Mike, good evening. Stand by, Jeff.
KEHPCQ, Dave, this is, and the rest of the group, this is KFAEDQ. Just a minute, I'll make that quick correction. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec. Not too much going on this weekend. Well, I mean, it was Valentine's Day, so I don't have a significant other, so I took a couple of my friends out to Texas Roadhouse yesterday. We ate well. We had to wait an hour for a table because we didn't go until 4 o'clock, but that's all right. One of my friends they do dances, line dances at Texas Roadhouse. The waiters and waitresses do. They come out and do a line dance, and Lori thought that it would be a good idea to join them, and she had fun dancing along with them. And like I said, we ate really well, and we all had a good time. Over the weekend, I went to the animal shelter like I normally do in the mornings. I went yesterday and again this morning. And that's about it. I came home and ate leftovers from Texas Roadhouse yesterday, and then I took a nap today, and now I woke up just in time for the nap, basically. So that's about all I got going on this weekend. Just the shelter and going out to the restaurant. So pretty good, fun, relaxing weekend. So all right, we'll pass it back to Net Control. This is KF8EDQ.
Well, thanks for doing the dogs. I know they appreciate it. K8KCI, Jeff, and standby Rick.
Well, thank you very much. This is KTGI, and today and yesterday and the day before, we just kind of enjoyed the sun. Other than that, we kind of went down.
Stick around, Jeff, for the 73 round. KC8, VOA Rick. Stand by N8KPR Bob. Good evening, Rick.
Well, good evening, Dave, and good evening to everybody in the net. So, not a whole lot new going on here. I am in the process of making a gasket for a pressure sprayer. And going to print it out of TPU and see if that works and so forth. The O-ring in there must be getting bad and not sealing as it should. So I'm going to try that, give it a shot, see if that makes it any better. Hopefully it does. Not a whole lot new here. Went and picked up my granddaughter yesterday over in North Branch and brought her over because she wanted to spend time with Grandma. And no school tomorrow, so picked her up and take her back. I cringe every time I go down the road there for going to their house because it's a dirt road and it just picks all that sand and gravel up underneath the bottom of your car and it's terrible. It's bad. Went to in a home today for a friend that passed on. He was 89 years old, so he lived a full life. And his family was all there, and I just wanted to encourage his wife to keep on camping and everything else, and her son-in-law will pull the fifth wheel out for her and set it up and everything else, and she's in good hands there. So, other than that, I'm turning back over to Net Control, TC8DOA, back to KE8PECQ.
Well, Rick, those dirt roads, the only good thing is right now, they're not mud. I mean the bottom line. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with the call sign and your name. Nothing heard. We'll go to N8KPR. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Dave. Everybody else on the net, good evening. Well, I'm just fighting off a cold here. Come down on the last Wednesday, and it's getting better, but still dragging me down. Didn't do a whole lot. Took the wife out for breakfast Saturday morning, Valentine's Day, and she wanted to go out for breakfast. So I says, okay, that sounds good. We usually go out for dinner if we do anything, so breakfast, that was good. And today the temperature was warm out, and I'm like, the garage is full of mud and whatnot from the, you know, snow. You know how it gets in the garage with the snow melting off your car and stuff. So first I took a broom and grinded it up, and then I kind of took the blower and blew it out the door, then sprayed it down with some water and a squeegee and pushed it out into the driveway. I had to do that like three times. So it's halfway to decent now, and then I says, well, it's not too bad out, so I did the floor mats in the car and the truck and wiped down the door jams and stuff from all the other junk that's in there from the winter. I normally clean it like at least once a week, but during the winter it's probably like three, four times the whole winter. And then I hand wash my truck because we have two car washes here in town, and one's a touchless and one's not. And the touchless one, well, it leaves a film on your car, and the one with the brush on my truck, the wife's car, it does okay, but on my truck, if them guys don't use the brush on it, I might as well not even go through it, because the running boards still have mud on them, and the tailgate looks like it wasn't even touched, so if they don't use the brush on the tailgate and the running boards, then it's just a waste of money. That's what happened last time I went to. They didn't give it a tip. They didn't even pick up the brush. They just sprayed some soap on it and slapped me in the butt and sent me through. So I hand washed it. It looks a lot better now. And I'm feeling a little run down now just because of the... I'm not used to working in there all at once. But back to that, NAKPR.
Well, at least you got it cleaned up enough that, you can make it through some more of the winter. Well, for myself, yesterday, Jamie and I went to the Chinese restaurant. Seems like a typical thing to do for Valentine's Day. And today, I actually worked on one of my work benches. I have a 16-foot bench, and I can finally see the top of it. This is the kind of weather that I don't mind, because you're in between, you don't shovel, you don't cut grass. No, we clean up benches and get ready to make a mess again. So with that said, 73 round, KC8YVF, 73 round, Rob.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Yeah, the other thing I've been working on is a printing railroad track. Still working on my train project. Basically, all of the train, the cars, and everything have been printed. A partial assembly of some of those. I got the coal car and the two freight cars assembled. Partially assembled of the two passenger cars. I'm going to have my wife do some painting on those, because to do the multicolor print would have wasted far too much filament for the changes in it. One of the cars... to color the window frames in a bronze color as it printed was going to take 262 color changes, which would have wasted about three times more filament than was spent to print the entire car. So not doing that. I'll have her hand paint those, and then those will be ready for the electronics. And now I've started on the engine. I got all of that printed. Got a couple of basic things on it. The wheels are on it now, and so that's ready to go. Now it's to get the electronics into it. The first thing I got to be able to do, I got to put assemble the remote control unit, and then I have to program the transmitter and the receiver so that they are talking to each other. Once that is done, I have the next step in the project is there is a 5-volt bus converter that goes into the engine. I have to test that, make sure it's putting out the 5 volts. And then I continue on with the rest of the electronics assembly, which will take quite some time. So that will be the projects over the next few weeks, probably the next few months, getting that together. But I am getting the train tracks printed slowly. For what I want to be able to do, so get it done. Right now they're sitting up in the living room assembled. That's the only place I got big enough that I can assemble the tracks and see how large is going to be for what I've got. So that's the next step. For the Saginaw Club, we got a board meeting coming up on Wednesday. We're going to begin our preparation for the Saginaw Club's 70th anniversary. So we're looking at possibly doing the anniversary party sometime in August. So we'll be looking for a venue in order to hold that, a caterer for the event, get a rough idea of the cost of those, also get some ideas on certificates or plaques or things for the club. We've asked Mike, our president, sent out an email tonight for anyone that has any old articles, any old information that was around when the club started in the 50s, basically, to submit that information so that we can have that at the anniversary party and that as well. So got about 6 months. We'll work on that part. So we're getting started on Wednesday with that. So that day, thanks for doing the net. This is KC8YVF, back to net 73, everyone.
Oh, thanks for all you do, Ron. It sounds like that project's going to last you till Christmas. N8NVN, Doug, 73 round.
Yeah, don't have a whole lot. Watch the snow melt. Got a few things to do this week. So doctor's appointments. That related type of thing. The only thing you got left to do. All the time. Not ready. NPN back.
Well, just stay busy. Come back anytime. Glad to have you. KD8 PAZ 73 round, Manny.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8 PAZ. Well, tomorrow I think I'm going to do my little bedroom there and rearrange that. I want to change some things around in there, so I've been going to do that and haven't gotten to it, so I think tomorrow I'm going to start on that. It'll probably take me about an hour to change everything around the way I want to. Other than that, not much else going on. Talk to some of you again tomorrow night. This is KD8DAZ, back to KD8DCQ.
Good evening, Minnie, and have a great time rearranging. Sounds interesting. KF8EDQ, Mike, 73 round.
All right, this is KF8EDQ. I don't know what else to talk about for the 73 round. I suppose I'll just tell everybody to have a good week if I don't hear from them at the net tomorrow night. And have a good week. And 73, this is KF8EDQ back to K8PCQ net control.
Well, have a good week. and stay safe, and thanks for the dog work that you do. 73. K8KCI, Jeff, 73 round. Jeff, stay, have a good week. KC8, VOA Rick, 73 round.
Hey, Ken, Dave. Jeff, I'm assuming you're out of HT because your signal is weaker than the time before and you're just barely audible in there. Not a whole lot going on new this week other than the fact that Wednesday there's potential of some severe weather. And Friday, there's a possibility, Friday, Saturday, there's a possibility of rain, snow, ice mixture and accumulation. They're saying possible up to 1 inch of snow. Don't expect any real major thing out of that, but we're expected to get a little bit out of it. But Wednesday, we could have some severe weather. They're saying temperatures could be 50 to 60 degrees. So forth, and when the fronts come together, we could have something happen here. So just keep your eye on that, and so forth. And also Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, so I will not make the board meeting for that. So, and with that, I want to say 73, KC8 VOA.
Have a good week, Rick. We'll see you soon. 73. N8KPR, 73 round.
Back in.
Nothing else to add here, Gabe. I was just looking at my computer screen here on POTA. Most of it's, Idaho, Arizona, Utah, California, Washington, Oregon. Sometimes I can hit them, sometimes I can't. I may call it early tonight and just do some cleaning up here in the basement, straighten up, stay off the radio for a while. But thanks for doing the net, Dave. 73's to you and everyone else on the net. And we will be out here tomorrow night. So thanks again, Dave. Back control, NAKPR.
Bob, my thoughts on POTA, I love it. But you can either hear, you can hear, you can't hear, or you hear and you try and connect with them, and you still can't get them. But it's absolutely phenomenal fun. I had a person for contact. Can you come, please?
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo for check-in.
Back again.
This is N.A. RHK for check-in. Name is Stormy Chesney, Michigan. I'll be in and out. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks, and glad to hear from you, Stormy. I would hear you on the thumbnail a lot of times.
So, okay, well, thank you very much for picking me up, and have a fantastic evening and a better tomorrow. N8RHK, 73.
73, my friend. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.
N8NTN with Alika.
Go ahead.
I just, you're talking about the weather for this Friday and Saturday. I know it's going to storm. We go flop down on Livonia, and I'm headed for it. to watch. It's going to storm like mad. I'll be driving through all the town.
Well, hopefully for this time it would be a good thing. So take care down there and bring back lots of goodies. Are there any closing comments or rechecks?
KC8YVF.
Go ahead.
One other thing for you guys for next week. I'm supposed to be net control for next week. I may not be back in town by then. I'm supposed to go up to Harrison with my daughter and son-in-law and the grandkids. Wife and I are going to go up. The kids are going to go tubing up at Snow Snake Mountain. Graham and I decided we're going to follow them up and go up and enjoy the afternoon, take a family out for dinner. They were going to go about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I hopefully will be back by then, but if for some reason I am not, if someone can pick up the net next Sunday for me, and I appreciate it. But like I said, I should be back. The tubing, they only get it for an hour time slot, and time we have dinner and drive back, we should be back by then. But just kind of be apprised of that. I may not be back at 7 o'clock. So KC8YVF, back to net.
Well, hopefully it's Snow Snake. Are you riding the tube? Well, that'll let us know.
Well, I know Grandma's not. The daughter's trying to convince me to go, but I'll determine that one. When they got to get tickets online. You can't get them there. You got to schedule your time slot ahead of time so they know how many people are coming and they got, you know, necessary tubes and that for it. So probably not. I don't know if the body would, going down would be fine. It rolling off in it, if I had to roll off in it, that, you know, that may not work. So probably not. KC8YVF.
It's called delayed pain. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. And at this time, the Michigan Net would like to thank all of those who participated in tonight's net. This is KE8PCQ. This net is now closed. Now the repeater will be turned back to normal amateur use. 73 bytes.
Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 36 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 33 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 32 degrees.